This is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. So tonight is our paranormal night, so if you'd like to go on the fast chat and type in some of your paranormal questions, and we can also have call-ins tonight if you wish, that'd be fine. So let's do a heart to mind drop. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, there we go, energy's connecting fine, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to drop down into our heart, and you may want to strictly maybe stay in a little bit here, so you're not completely in the moment, otherwise you won't be able to talk. So here we go, let's do the heart to mind drop. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. And here we go. So take in your thoughts, bring them into your heart center, and command your spirit to do so. Here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should be heart-centered. So you don't want to stay there all the time because you won't have any questions. But kind of just put a little toe out into the darkness here. So let's give the date today, which is Friday, October 14th. 2011. This is our paranormal show. So we'll be waiting for maybe call-ins, if you wish, and or somebody communicating with us on the fast chat. So we'll see if our co-host is on here tonight. Annika, are you out there somewhere in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here, and welcome everybody to the paranormal show. We welcome your requests, and any questions that you have, you can just put them on the BBS fast chat. So far, Ron, I just see people talking about a comet that got blasted by a solar storm and things like that. Do you have any comments on that?
Boy, I definitely don't, no. I don't know what to say here. Marianne's saying that you can't hear it, so we'll want to type in station 2 here. Maybe somebody else could type in station 2 on the fast chat for her. She might be on station 1. So let's go into a room on the light ship here for everybody. He has a little treat, and we'll go into a room that we do normally at the first of the month for birthdays. And since we're in the middle of the month now, we're going to just see what that's like, and you can have another birthday party. So here we go. We're going to go to the food court and have a birthday party. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. And if you have a birthday this month, we'll be singing happy birthday to you up there. Everybody listening right now live is in the food court. And maybe you have to be listening to the program live to go there. So this will not work on the archive. And here we go, and I'm looking for the delicious German chocolate cake with the some ice cream and some chocolate drizzle and maybe some whipped cream and a cherry and some nuts and different things like that. So here we go. So everybody, enjoy what you want to have. There's all different types and desserts there. They have some that look like flowers that you can eat. There's all different types of things. So enjoy that. Remember, just small portions, so when you do look at it, you're probably seeing it with a big magnifying glass, so it looks like it's real here, but it's really like the size of a pencil eraser. So you can have seconds and thirds if you wish. So we're singing happy birthday for everybody who's maybe has a birthday, and maybe they're a day or two older with more wisdom for this month. So here we go. And the Life Beings are coming to sing happy birthday to you, too. So I'll give you back to Annika here. So, Annika, are you out there?
All right. So thanks for doing that birthday celebration. It's always wonderful to go and experience that, and you don't need a lot of that cake. It's really good. So let's say somebody is new to this, and they are listening to this for the first time, Ron. What can you tell them? What is the Creation Lightship? Because it's always good for newcomers, and it's good for us who's listened for a while to kind of hear what is it all about, what are we here for, and what are we to do?
Okay, well, the Lightship only comes for a short amount of time every 2,000 years, and it's here to collect light energies, and you're part of the light. And your body's part of the light, so it looks for you when the universe of light is completely turned off and does not exist any longer, then it looks for every, say, body, since we talk about people here on the Earth, especially throughout the universe of light. And it collects all the energies, and this is what we call the ascension. So you can ascend three ways, basically. You can ascend with your spirit and your body together. You can ascend with just your body, and you can ascend with just your spirit. And so either way can work. The reason why I mentioned the body without the spirit is that sometimes people are held captive by dark side practitioners doing hexes and spells, or the darkness comes to you somehow, and maybe they can't find your spirit where your body may be able to leave here. But in order to do so, your body must be 100% light. So the Lightship will find light in your body and take you. Normally, your spirit is with you, though, during that process. So the whole thing is to clean out your densities like Jesus did 2,000 years ago, so you can do the physical body ascension like he did. That's what he showed people. And then he rematerialized again after the ascension and came here and lived his life as normal. So that's kind of what happened. Remember, we're here living in a darkness reality of timelines. And the timelines control our lives. And there's only one light in the now with true source energy. But unfortunately, the darkness, the our youths, our universal, unwanted universal travelers, which we'll call aliens, so we'll just use the word youths, might sound better for people, are out here all around, living on timelines too. Remember, as above, so below, and they're controlling us just like something is controlling them. And in a sense, it's kind of like one large main computer program, if you would, and everybody is in control and has programs on them, unfortunately. But the whole thing is to get out of the program, to be in the true light, which is in the now, only in the now. Doesn't know darkness, ever created darkness, and it's your chance now, in this now, to get out of here. And if you haven't had the opportunity to do a spirit barcode, that's what you want to do if you're wishing to leave here. The Lightship will find you regardless of where your body is, or if they try to abduct your spirit just before the time of ascension. Remember, the dark side knows the script, and they can know exactly when the timelines are, and they have an idea when the light's going to come. But the light only works in the now, so there's really no predetermined time. So this is what the darkness does, is always look for the opportunity to abduct people and take them away. So I'll turn it back over to Annika here.
So one of the questions I see on the fast chat was from Corey, and she was asking, what is the light that looks white from the sun all about? Is it white instead of yellow? Do you have any insight on that? Like the sun looking more white and the light coming from it more white?
I would say that's probably, you're seeing through the earthly energies here that are brought forth. And if you notice, the skies are not blue anymore, typically, around the world. And they're more like a milky blue. So you're probably seeing what we'd call chemtrails, which is typically maybe aluminum and other things up there in our atmosphere. so the sun will not appear to be yellow like it used to probably when you're growing up. If you're just fairly young listening to the program, you probably would not know the difference. If you're older, you will know the difference because you go, well, what's happening here? So, again, you can find out from the past by watching old movies, and you'll be able to see the beautiful sunsets and the beautiful skies and the round type of clouds that used to be here, and now they're typically flat bottom and hazy looking. And most people are probably getting numbed out maybe by the chemicals that's coming down, and they don't really understand. So that's kind of another flip side of the coin here. I don't get into chemtrails at all, but that's what I would say it would be. It would be strictly the energy that's in our atmosphere between us and the sun, and it's altering and changing the way you're perceiving the sunlight.
So Marie R. was asked the question, who are the aliens and what do they look like? If we can do a short version of that question, that can get kind of long. I know there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah, most you're not going to see. I'd say probably 99% of them are not going to see who abduct you. But maybe the 1% that are abducting people, you will probably actually see what people talk about on different websites. So, the ones that people normally talk about that they show pictures of aliens would be the grays. And they're the short ones that are about 4 foot high. And there's some that are very tall and some that are shorter as far as the grays. And that's just what you normally see. There are other beings there that look like us. But basically the ones that get you all the time are not going to be the ones that you see physically. So back to you, Annika.
So Shannon is noticing a phenomena that I can relate to, and a lot of people can. A lot of people are seeing this. Maybe we're getting a little bit more aware also and actually noticing this. And she was mentioning her husband, who has been Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So a lot of people are noticing similar things. Obviously, we've talked about both clones, and we've talked about entities. So maybe on that.
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, what happens is that entities, and I use the word entities as emotional bodies of people who have a whole lifetime, whatever that would be for them. And when the physical body dies, that emotional body that we all have inside of us looks for a home. And it'll normally body hop into relatives first, typically. And what happens is when you have these emotional bodies coming to you, they come into you and they give you your addictions and your problems. Now, the other one is clones. And the clones are energies that can take your place. And it'll look just like you. Remember, we're in time here, so we think that we're here all the time, except we're not. And every second that goes by, the those youths out there, our little youth friends, can turn off time, and you can be, let's say, having a maybe you're having a ice cream cone, right? And you're ready to lick the ice cream cone with your tongue. They can stop time for hours, and your tongue sticking out of your mouth, and the ice cream cone is frozen, and it's just like taking your DVD player and putting it on pause. And they can take you out, and or out, or anybody out, and then recreate a clone of you. Remember, they can create you, a sample of you from your DNA. Won't have the same spirit energy, typically, but they can do that, and then put you back into place. So they could have hours or months to make you look like just like the last frame. And also they turn it back on again, and the person has a split personality, or it's a changed one, according to what they would like to do. I'm sure that you've all seen movies or people on TV. I know there's something on YouTube I saw maybe a week or so ago where they had a newscaster lady kind of like talking in mumble jumble, and then the person slowed it down, and they were able to actually show, when her eyes are partly closed, reptilian eyes. They showed scales. They showed her teeth changed. And so that was actually, they showed like fangs sticking out. You could actually see some things. Also on the same page, that I looked on YouTube, they had a prostitute that was on there too, and you'd actually see like veins coming out above her nose, or maybe it's probably the skull structure. Kind of looks like one of those things that you see on Star Trek, you know? One of those head people that was on there all the time. I never really tuned into it that much, but you could check it out. And what's happening now is, since a lot of the clone factories are being destroyed, basically, the programs are not working. And so people are going to be stuttering, losing consciousness as these energies are being turned off. And so that could also happen to somebody that you're living with, as they bring a clone in, and maybe even a shapeshifter, and they can have different facial features slightly. So you have to look really close, because it could happen within a half a second. And their eyes will become, you know, kind of slanted, you know, look like a cat's eye. And it's real scary if you see that. I saw one person, actually a person on TV a long time ago, in very high stature, we'll say, and I happened to catch it. I can't give the name on the radio program here. But one eye was normal, and the other one was like a squished grape sideways, okay? And then it went away. So remember, this is what can happen to all of us here. So you have to be very careful as to what you tune into, what you connect to. And if you realize that you're not exactly yourself, then call upon your spirit to come back to you so that you can have a new body and your spirit with you. In fact, what we'll do now is a Be Here Now clearing. And I'm going to bring your body back. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. And bring back your spirit into that body. These are both made of light. One, two, three, four, and five. So if you have felt a jerk, if you feel like you're a little more awake, that's an indication that who I was talking to, you know, half a minute ago is not the same person I'm talking to now. And this happens all the time. So if you don't feel alarmed, you know, that maybe you changed, just feel better that you have changed. Okay, back to you, Annika.
So, there's a lot of great comments. Thank you all for commenting there on the fast chat about what's going on in your life, and it's interesting to see how everybody is very aware. And, we do notice more and more. So, Shannon, you said you don't, your husband doesn't want to buy clearings. Well, you know you can do them for him, and I saw somebody saying that too, so thank you for commenting. You can do clearings for other people. You do not even have to ask them. They don't actually have to know. Their spirit will never say no to a clearing. That's totally fine. It will only benefit them. So Murray R. was also asking here, is it necessary to do the spirit barcode clearing? Another clearing that we can do online, spirit barcode clearing, is that necessary to do more than once?
Typically not, okay? If you did it one time before, you may want to try it again, maybe every 6 months, but typically I would say more than likely not. So that's probably that answer, because remember, the energies that were taken off of you in this lifetime is what you got programmed with on your natal chart and what surfaced in this lifetime. And this is how the light ship looks at it. They pull up your blueprint and release the energies according to the healing that you're having. So typically, like on the death barcode, they set you up at birth to die at a certain time. And the dark side, you know, is this, because it's the natal chart. Anything that deals with time, control, you know, different types of realities that people talk about, because you should only have one life in the now. But if you do like astral traveling and things like this here, all this is strictly stuff that does not pertain to this reality here. So the light only has one particular reality in the now, but because we're on timelines spread out, and those timelines can also be inside of your natal chart. As what you want to do, where you're going, how they want to control you. So the whole thing is what you're set up for from darkness. So I'll give it back to Annika here.
Okay, so I saw Trent asking here, how do clones in parallel time zones and universes work? maybe a little bit on the clones. How do they work?
Okay, basically, boy, that gets to be a little complicated. Let's just say that you have a clone factory, okay? So you're the CEO of a clone factory. So how do you make that work? So we'll just talk about that physically here. So you get a specimen. Maybe you get a, you remember they made, I think, a sheep that was cloned, right? That was done physically here. Let's just say that you're the CEO of a company, and all of a sudden a human comes into there, and they take a piece of hair, and they work with the DNA, and they put that into their laboratory, and maybe within 6 weeks with their high type of technology, or maybe even less than that, we'll just say 6 weeks, they all of a sudden have a grown human. So you're like a laboratory type of test tube type person. And it looks just like you. Now, they can alter that, too, also during the process. Maybe they want to change your hair color. They're very advanced, and so they can do that. Maybe they want to sit a little bit taller, but they'll copy a human specimen, typically. Okay, or they might just recreate a different one. So also that now, that clone is now made of you. So now you have a replica. And maybe they make 50 of them. And they're just sitting there waiting to work. And I would imagine as you grow older, if they want the clone to be older, they can put it onto a advanced timeline where it's ages just like you do. But if you notice some of the movie stars and other people that you see on TV who are maybe twice their age and they look, you know, younger than half their age, okay, you wonder, okay, how did this person one day look kind of old and now they look young? Plus, because they had a younger specimen of them just kind of waiting, and maybe the clone that was up here initially, or even the human person, I'll use the word clone to make it easier. So maybe the clone up here is kind of falling apart, isn't working well, and maybe after 10 years they go, man, that clone's not doing very well. So we'll go down and we'll get another clone up, which I call from the basement, pop it up here where they can stop time. And all of a sudden, maybe the person goes on a vacation someplace, to Mexico, we'll say, or something like that, to relax. They're gone for a month. And they come back into town, and all of a sudden they look like a new person. They go, what did you do? They go, oh, yeah, I went to this spa over here, and I had my, you know, my body work done. They've used some crystals and whatever else, making it sound really nice. And the guy goes, man, you lost, you know, 20 years on your life. I better go there myself. Well, for that guy, it may not work, okay? But for them, now they're renewed. And this is the way life is here. If you ever notice anybody out there who is looking very young, and the new clones have really, really, really bright eyes. And they look like dull eyes, like glass eyes. And a lot of them, somehow that I have seen, are blue for some reason. You know, I haven't seen too many with brown eyes, and most of them are blue. And maybe the aliens, the youths like blue better than they do, you know, maybe brown eyes or whatever. But the blue is real common. And just look at the tabloid magazines and look at the people, and you can feel the energy on them. And, you know, that'll tell real quick. Just look at it, ask your body to check out the way they look. Look in the eyes, and all of a sudden you're going to say, wow, this person's face is perfect. Left and right side are identical. Well, that's because they did clone engineering, and that's kind of what happened. So that's what they do, and they bring the new ones up. As far as, you know, anything else, it's kind of hard to really talk about it because I don't know. I need another question to have somebody bring forth, but that's what they do. So could there be more of you down there? Yeah, I'm sure everybody here probably has clones because they have to take you in and out of this reality all the time, maybe five times a day to experiment with you. So the main thing is they want your spirit energy. So they put part of your spirit into the body. They stretch the spirit out, we'll say. You know, we'll just make it simple. Maybe you weigh 100 pounds, so maybe they just put 5 pounds of spirit in you, okay? And they take that 5 pounds and distribute that into 20 clones. And all of a sudden, that little spirit's running all over the body trying to make it conscious because it has to energize the physical body, which is actually a clone body. And the poor little spirit's going nuts, and then they put pain and trauma into that body when they live out their spirit energy. So they need the pain, the trauma, the event to happen so they can live on it. That's why you have parallel lifetimes. And that's why you're not here. Maybe you're not here at times because they want to do more experimentation with you. Remember, they're in control of time, and they can erase from you your memory. So I'll give it back to Annika here. Are you still out there in cyberspace, Annika?
Yes, this is, after all, the paranormal show, so we're covering quite a few of those questions, and I saw here, moved away now. Jonah says synthetic light clones are a huge problem down here. And I saw Mika saying that this has really helped her. It kind of moved away now, sorry, but all the clearings you've done has helped you feeling more, less than a fountain, less than an energetic fountain. Sounds great. And getting on to a question, Keith has a question. Can you do a robotic sample? So we're moving over from clones to robotic.
Okay, so the robotic is just another program that controls you. You remember I mentioned that the robotic one allows you to look over at certain numbers at different times of the day. The common one now, you know, is 11:11. And so all of a sudden you're doing just something, whatever you're doing, and lo and behold, your body turns sideways typically, can even turn around completely. And your head moves, and you find your eyes searching for that clock, and all of a sudden it says 11:11. You go, man, it's 11:11 again. But you don't realize that you were controlled robotically. And this is what they're doing to you. They want to make sure that their programs that they're running on your body is connected to you. So if you don't see consecutive numbers all the time, that means that you're probably out of their control. So that's kind of what that is. I'll do a sample here. So work with, let's see what the different people want here. But what I'll do is work with your hip joints. So here we go. If you have any problems with that, we'll want to take out robotic programs. And we'll also work with your knees. So we'll first do the knees first. And this is the way they can control you when you're walking. Okay? Here we go. Remember, they're the marionette. You're the puppet. So here we go. Working with your knees. I'll count to five to release the program from you that's controlling you right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to go into your hips. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'd like everybody to get up and walk around and just see if you have maybe less, maybe physical pain. Maybe you might be able to have more movement on your hips. Maybe your knees aren't hurting. Maybe they feel lighter. And this is the programs that are instilled inside of us. So I'll give you back to Annika here. So Annika, here you go.
If you've done the, let's say you've done the death barcode, and Shannon is wondering that she worries about having done the death barcode one time. What would you say? How often would you want to go back? And is actually being worried about it, could that be a sign that you might need to do it again?
Well, your body could be telling you that. You want to ask your body naturally. If you are worried about it, then more than likely they could have put one more on you. That's a possibility. Typically, I'd say probably a high percentage of the people, maybe 90% or so, maybe even higher, they probably won't bother with putting any more on you, because this is done by them with the program. Remember, there's probably millions of programs put on you on your NATO charts. So once that's done, it's done. So normally you don't really have to do it over again. You know, you could if you wanted to, but I wouldn't, you know, if you had it done once and you're worried about it, then do it again. But typically it probably is not going to be added, because you're just one person that they're controlling, and I think the control medium is already there in place. So I don't see why they would want to give you more of those.
Okay, thank you. And see some comments here. Terry commented about, notice very flat clouds, sheet-like breaking up, and that was with the gray sky clearing. That's one of the free clearings you can do online. You can go to www.creationlightship.com, and when you look on the left-hand side, you can see recommended clearings and also free clearings there, and gray sky clearing is one of those, fantastic to do, and you will notice some other great things on there. A lot of information on the actual website that you really want to look at, especially if you're all new to this and you don't know what's going on. So I can really recommend that. Also here, let's see, who was asking? That's Marcus here, is asking, why do timelines use numbers? One of the things that we talk a lot about is the timeline crashing. So what does that use numbers?
Okay, yeah, that's just one way they can control you with robotic numbers. But timelines, you could be on lots of those. And they connect to you through your emotions. Remember, you live in duality here on timelines, so they create time to give you the law of cause and effect, which is duality. In true life, there's no such thing. Everything's in the now. But here, we work with different emotional issues, and typically, most people need to be satisfied with something, so they buy things to feel good about themselves, and that's also part of duality here. And then when whatever you buy, the energy runs out of, what you thought it was is no longer, so you used up the energy on it. Maybe you bought something to make you feel really happy, and then all of a sudden you're stuck with this thing with big payments, and you wonder why you did that. Well, it's because it initially gave you an emotional high to buy that thing, whatever it was, and all of a sudden now you go, what do I want it for? You know? And I'm in debt. You know, that happens a lot. So, like I used to tell people years and years ago, I said, well, before you buy something, you want to touch it. So let's just say that for some reason you're driving your car and you see this car that's brand new, and boy, it does a lot for you. You go, wow, I got to buy that car. Well, before you actually buy it, just go to the dealership. You don't even have to drive it. Just put your hand on the car and feel what it's doing for you. Remember, it's going to give you that emotional charge and find out what it's giving you that you're missing inside of yourself. And you might save yourself, $300 a month car payments that way. Your old car is probably just fine. And maybe the sales tax on the car would actually fix your old one. So that's kind of the way I would look at it. You just kind of touch it and see what it's giving you. And that's true with anything that you are planning to buy as something that might be enhancing your lifestyle, making you feel better. Because after you have it, believe me, after a month, it's not going to mean anything to you. That's kind of the way it works. So, but the numbers necessarily what you're talking about. We're talking about the consecutive numbers that people have for the robotic clearing. The timelines, there's all different types and ones that you're on. And when I clear them, I count to 10, from 1 to 10, to tear apart, to get rid of the timeline. So, panic up, here we go.
So that sample of the clearing you did, of the hip clearing, has a lot of comments. That's just so great. I'm going to have to share some of them in case somebody can't get the fast chat up. And Donna says her knees are moving easier. Everett says he probably won't be able to do the tango, but at least not dancing like a wounded buffalo. That sounds good. Will says his wife, her hips, she can feel them a lot better, and her knees also. She's walking around, and she says that that helps a lot. So that's really great. I saw some other people saying that they felt, Marcia says she felt in throat, ears, and after hips unlocked. So some other feelings in other parts of the body. So that's all interesting. And Dan was asking, this is after all the paranormal show, what causes bull's eyes to be painted on us?
Well, we all have them, so I know I have maybe a couple more than most people. But it's just because they love you. They want to love you to death, and they want to take your spirit energy and get as much as they can, because they steal the energy of your spirit. Or they take the spirit energy that the spirit puts into something. So let's say that you happen to hurt yourself and you start crying because it's very painful. Well, you have spirit energy in that. The spirit may be out of your body, but when that happened, since your body is made up of spirit, your body still has spirit energy. But that's what they want to do, is collect the energy. And remember, these are like energetic vampires, and they need your spirit in your body, and they need that to charge up your physical body both ways. So you have actually, in a sense, two spirit bodies. You have your physical body, which is a spirit body, and you also have your spirit that lives with you to help to energize and fix your physical body and to give you maybe ideas from the heart center. And that's why people say, well, you know, time flies when you're having fun. That's true. It actually stops. But your time stops, but the clock still ticks on. And that's what they mean, because you're dealing with your own spirit energy when you're doing something typically that would be creative. Unless you're out of your body doing something too, but that would be a different situation. But that's kind of what that saying is about. So here we go.
All right. Let's see here. I had a there's a question about the space clearing. Austin is asking, did you clear the space around us? But I don't know if you did that as well.
No, I haven't. But normally during this program, you do have a lot of energy around you, because the light ship does come in as we do these shows, even on the archive. So you want to be, you know, just take note of that. And remember, the darkness can create the light ship from the light of darkness, too. So you want to make sure that you're connecting to the true light ship during these programs. And as, you know, you're doing your clearings and things, because everything that's in existence is flown. That's why when we changed you a little bit at the beginning of the show and you felt your body change from having flown bodies, that's because you weren't here and the darkness, you know, took you and now you're brought back. And this is true for everything, that the light ship only works in the now and works on these programs and on the healings that we do.
Okay, so Mika has a question that relates to space clearing as well. Will space clearing help with ghosts in the home? She had a visitor recently, and somebody told her then, yeah, he told me the house is haunted.
Yeah, that could have very most likely helped you. So that's a space clearing, which deals with clearing spaces, okay? This is not the timeline space clearing. This is a space clearing where you can clear rooms in your house, you can clear your backyard, you can clear your car, clear your workspace. So all these are there to help you to get rid of energies that are non-light. Remember, light only is peace energy. So anything that is hanging out can be cleared by the light ship as you do the clearing. So, yes, that's why you want to go in and specify what you want. But the light always sees everything here is perfect. So you have to request a healing. So that's the way it works. Yeah, and the light is in non-judgment, so it can't judge itself. It can't judge what you created or what you are choosing to experience, because you can choose darkness, and the light does not care if you choose darkness, because it gives you free will, free choice. And unfortunately, people on this planet have chosen to live in darkness with duality, not knowing about the heart energy. That's what the light ship is here now, to bring you back into heart energy, to release your destinies for ascension.
Austin has a great comment here about that. It feels like a clear force field around me from the program. And, yeah, I can relate to that feeling, Austin. Back to quartz. I see a question from Sean asking, can the car be courting us?
I don't know if your car would actually cord you. It's possible. Everything can cord. Everything is conscious. I would think more than likely you'd be cording your car. I know that I've worked with people years ago who wanted to sell their car, and they could never sell it. That's because they were cording the car, and they couldn't get rid of it because the car was attached to them. So that also works people trying to sell their houses, too. And it could be an entity in the car, too, wanting you to be with them in the car. And that could be like courting.
So we have a little bit of time left, and I wanted to see if Bullseye came on a little late and missed the hip clearing you did. Can we do a little more so that person also can experience a little bit?
Okay, here we go. We'll just work with the hips right now. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So just see how that feels. And get up and walk around and just see how it's going. So, and you may want to go online and do a clearing for that. We have, you know, different clearings. This is like a robotic clearing. And so the robotic clearing is what you use to get the stuff off of you. And you may want to get the unlimited on that to have your body feel better.
Somebody is asking for a sample, but I don't know if we really can do that. And I can always recommend going to the website and also going to the past shows. And you can experience a lot of the samples on there. But maybe we can talk a little bit about the darkness to light and the entity clearing for JP.
Okay, the darkness to light clearing, I don't think I have that one up right now. So it will be at some point. I'm not doing that because it's too complicated, too hard on me. And a lot of people do these clearings. I had some free ones up a while back, maybe about 10 of them. And I haven't had them up and took them off only because people are not doing the whole lack of emotional clearing. So it's very difficult on me as somebody comes forth wanting a free clearing. If that's why I took off the 22,000 YouTube clearings that people have done, over 22,000, because people are not doing clearings. They're just doing a Band-Aid clearing to satisfy themselves maybe once, twice, or maybe even 10 times a day, feeling better. But they're not even going to the root cause of your problem, not doing the whole lifetime. So you must do a whole lifetime clearance if you wish to get better. And just doing a sample is going to help you right now, this very moment. But remember, that's not even the tip of the iceberg, because what came up in you is all of your thoughts, and you have over 60,000 thoughts, 60,000 thoughts in a day, and all those thoughts are in judgment. So just think, if you're 50 years old, how many thoughts you have, okay? And all those thoughts are going to eventually kill you. This is why you wish to have and need to have your whole lifetime clearing. It's very, very important. And you need to start off with the emotional one first. That will help you out a lot to get rid of the traumas and dramas in this lifetime. So, you know, I do samples only to show you that the light chip works instantaneously and, you know, that you do need to have a clearing. If you don't feel anything, maybe it's because your feeling body is corrupted and completely contaminated. These clearings always work. So this is why we do samples, to show you that you may need something. And like I said, in other programs, I started off with only four clearings. So with the light chip thought everybody needed. And now we have a lot of them because people here are really messed up because of thought. The mind energies took you over, and the darkness took you over with the mind. So back to you, Annika.
All right, so if you are sensing a sample and you notice something or you feel that maybe that could be something for you, then you have the opportunity to go and do that clearing. And if you do a sample, it's not necessarily going to last for very long unless you have other clearings done. So that's kind of summing all that up. So I thought I had something here, but it kind of moved on. But so, Janice is asking, do they put robotics on dogs?
Yeah, I sort of had something like that happen with somebody. I can't recall when it was, maybe a month or two ago, I think. What they can do is control a dog's actions. And they could also bring in entities into the dog. Remember, the pays are the utes, okay? So you can have a really nice dog, you know, a wonderful dog, likes everybody, and even somebody that the dog loved before. Now some of the dog bites them, and you go, gee, what happened here? And the person's really blown away because the dog knew them, or the dog bites you. And you go, what's going on with my dog, you know? Well, the utes got to the dog. And they can stick in entities in there, alien entities that bite. They can stick in emotional bodies of other dogs that lived here. But the dogs still have emotions a little bit. Remember, you wave a hot dog in front of a dog, and then just start, salivating, I want to get that hot dog. And so that's part of the emotions. So you have to realize that they do live that way, too. They're not as contaminated as we are, but they still have emotions, and those emotions can be ruled by something outside of themselves. And the youths do that to everything on this planet here that walks around. Here we go, Annika.
Hmm. All right. The AG here is asking what Ron thinks about Rudolf Steiner. I studied Rudolf Steiner a lot myself, and I can say it's very much linked to the God energies. It's linked to the hierarchies, and I would not recommend any of that. So maybe that doesn't mean that, following some school that has something of that influence could be possibly, there could be some good things there. But just speaking about his teachings, they're very much linked to religion. So maybe I can ask you, Ron, what about anything that's linked to that, to religion, to the God energies and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't use the word God because that is not source energy. Although the churches would like to let you think so, thinking that Jesus is God or, whatever. So you have to look at it, using your logical mind, and the mind does work for you this way. Would anything out there that is a God energy allow you to suffer here? And a lot of people who maybe have lost a dear pet, maybe got run over by a car or something, or maybe they lost a loved one in a car accident, and you wonder, how could God do that to this beautiful person or anything like that? Well, they don't care. So this is the God energies. The source energy would never allow that on a planet of light because nothing goes through trauma and dramas. So the God energies are only here to control you, and remember, that's why the aliens brought the God energies. Remember, these are the youths that are out there, unwanted universal travelers, and they're here to control you. Like I said, when the show first started, as above, so below. So what's controlling them? And people say, are there any good youths out there? I say, well, where are they? Why aren't they helping us? They have the technology far beyond ours. Where are they? Why aren't they helping us with anything that happens here on this planet? And the whole thing is, to the New Agers, they'll say, or even the people in the UFO movement who talk to aliens, et cetera, they'll say, well, we're here to learn our lessons. And when we finally get the lessons learned, they'll come and show up. Well, that's another cop-out because they're actually in the same boat we are on timelines and duality. If they were out of duality, they'd know that we shouldn't be having this also. So that's the whole process, is that as above, so below. And if there was something out there that could help us, they should be here, and they're not. That's why the light comes only once every 2,000 years to get rid of everything out of the creation that corrupted true light. And when that happens, that's called the ascension. It's universal across all universes of light. Everything gets turned off, and the light looks for the parts of itself. Remember, you're part of the light. And from there, it tries to find you and bring you back from where you were back into true life. And it's over again.
All right. So I see a good comment. Another good comment here. Lots of them. The man's best friend is another way of looking at that. And also, Alan was saying here, G-O-D is dog. They are dogmatic control systems. Thank you for that. If you're wanting the, I know you had the half price clearing. How do you pay for that? Because I see a question about that, Tina. If we wanted to get the half price clearing, you had a special going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So while I send it out a little bit for people. So if you had any clearing over $100. In this year, which is 2011, and you want to do another one, then contact me, and I can send you the codes for that, and we'll use PayPal. And you can pay for that under the donation section. Or some people who don't have PayPal can just send me a check or money order. That works also. So just contact me and kind of let me know what you did. And if you have that information still available to you. And from there, it works. So that's the way that works. And then the next one that you do would be full price, and then you do half price again for the next one. So that way it gives people a break, and you're able to have a little more clearings that way. And, you know, like I said, if you haven't done your whole life emotional, do that one. If you're older, say over 20 or 30, and, you know, you see or know about some near-death experience that you could have had, like being hit by a car or something, or something that, you know, was a brush with death, then that was a barcode that you went through. It just didn't take you out. You're still here. Actually, because you're listening. So if you do have that, you want to get those barcodes off of you, especially if you have older parents, you know, or people in your life that are older that may have a condition of some sort. You may want to do that to give them a little longer life, possibly. I can't guarantee that. But it may also greatly enhance your healing, too.
Great. So you are on your way to be in New York pretty soon. So maybe you can talk a little bit about where you're going to be.
Going to be at the New Yorker Hotel. It's about a block from Penn Station, 34th and 8th. It's the New Life Expo. And it's this coming weekend, we'll say, a week from today, 21st, which is Friday, 22nd, 23rd, is the three-day event, and we'll have a light infusion chamber there, along with the monitors for healing. You get some free sample healings on the monitors, so come by and see me. I'd like to see you, and we'll have a good time. So, and I have also, I think, three lectures planned also. So. So we'll see you next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's the middle here, third week in October. So it looks like our time is kind of coming to a close here.
We just have about 2 minutes. And what can we say to close for those people that are on tonight, Ron?
Well, I definitely at least sample some of the free timeline crashing and the different ones on the website. And, you know, do your clearings. Just get on there, you know, use PayPal and help yourself out. A lot of people have a lot of relief doing their emotional clearing. And that's just rid of a lot of your past traumas. Can't say it'll get rid of all of them. But after you have that, you feel better. And then see what else you may want to do next. And if you're a mental person, you may want to do that one also, because that's definitely needed. That will help you get rid of some of the mind chatter, typically. So I guess we'll close off today. So, and I will not have the Q&A coming up here. So that'll be not available tonight. Next week I'll have it, I believe. Well, we'll see. I'll be at the expo to see what happens. But probably not, okay? But thank you all for coming on, and you know, if you have any questions, you can send me a quick email, and we'll see what happens if I can get back to you quickly. But I'm sure that all of you listening out there have had a good night. What I'll do is bring in some peace energy for everybody, and that'll last for the next hour. So bring up the light being on your screen, and we'll run some peace energy. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So in a little bit over an hour, it'll be turned off. And here it comes again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. Thank you all, and we'll see you later. Blessings.
Good night.